Do you ever stop and think about a thing that you said yesterday? Or was it today? Did you give yourself away? Did you clumsily stray from those acceptable thoughts that you know that you ought to be betraying to the world, because they're the safest you've got? And by God, you'd be in shit if they discovered the rot that's gone on behind that face and those avoid contact eyes. Well, you can wrap it now, baby, because I'm sick of your lies. Is the feeling in your spine like there's somebody on to you to trash all that you say you are, expose what you want to do? Your hate, your pain, your fear, your guilt are getting nowhere. And as you look around, babe, you think that nobody cares. And it's happening again. It's happening again. It's happening again. It goes on with your life, and you're still talking shit, cause you'd rather try to hide instead of facing your it. You make yourself a genius or a cool debonair, an intellectual or an artist, or just some guy with a flair. Your character, persona, ego, you recreate and you mold. Some think they'll find their freedom in a bucket of gold. You may turn to drink or drugs or sex or some other vice to try and hide your heart from what your head is really like. You think by carrying on you can impress it with your evil. The first law of sin is that nobody win. And you may go to your preacher, to your priest, or to your teacher, who then tries to tell you he can rid you of your creature. So you join the congregation, some community group, and you go out on the weekend giving poor people soup. You pray, give alms, meditate as often as you can. Within the group you finally found some omnipotent plan. You're really fitting in, you're so eager to learn, but for some strange reason the demons return. And it's happening again. It's happening again. It's happening again. It goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on. And on to the shrink and the psychiatrist's chair. And you're pouring out your heart like this cunt really cares. Oh no, you don't believe me? Take a look at the states. Whoever's got the money is renting their mates. It's your 45th session and you're still going back, cause you just can't admit to being sucked in by this quack. Your friends tell you their problems, so you practice the shit, because you want to have a go at controlling their it. So by now, you finally realise that you're hedging your bets, and just settling down is probably the best. You nuclearise a family and you lower your head, nervously await the moment you're dead. The it now leads the way, you bow to its command. You've finally given up, too tired to make a stand. You often sit and wonder how you ended up this way.